Report, Biden quadrupled unvetted immigration through parole program abuse. By Warner Todd Houston on March 5, 2025. President Joe Biden's de facto amnesty allowed hundreds of thousands of unvetted illegal aliens into the country through his abuse of a parole program meant to help asylum seekers escape persecution. A report by the House Judiciary Committee reveals. During his term, Biden expanded the Temporary Protected Status (TPS) program and threw it wide open to millions of aliens in countries like Venezuela, allowing them access to the U.S. without any vetting or even requiring them to prove who they are. The committee blasted Biden for his massive overreach. Related, Venezuelan migrants trek over 100 miles to San Antonio after being kicked out of Texas shelter. What was intended by Congress to be a temporary status has become, over time, a permanent, automatically renewed designation. With some countries being designated for TPS for decades despite changed country conditions, the committee said in a statement. The Biden-Harris administration vastly expanded this de facto amnesty to hundreds of thousands of new aliens, many of whom are in the country illegally and who entered the country during the Biden-Harris border crisis. According to the data released by the committee, 615,000 Venezuelans, or up to 95%, that Biden allowed into the U.S. were allowed entry without any inspections. They provided no certified information about themselves, and many never even bothered to file any asylum claims. This number of entries more than quadrupled between the end of Trump's first term and Biden's disastrous years, going from a mere 1,753 in 2020 to 189,563 during the Biden era. The Biden-Harris administration funneled hundreds of thousands of aliens it illegally paroled into the country into TPS, attempting to shield them indefinitely from deportation. The number of aliens with TPS nearly quadrupled during the Biden-Harris administration, adding. pic.twitter.com/sifatelbwlc. House Judiciary GOP, at Judiciary GOP, March 4, 2025. The TPS program was only one of the parole programs that Biden greatly expanded during his term. He did the same thing with the CHNV parole program with which Biden allowed nationals from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, CHNV, to enter the U.S. with little to no vetting along with the CBP One app. Overall, the two programs pulled in about 1,468,490 migrants, according to a January report by the DHS. The Trump administration quickly moved to cancel the CNNV program and halt the CBP One app to eliminate Biden's massive parole loopholes. The judiciary report can be seen here. After 4 years of rampant immigration fraud and abuse under the Biden-Harris administration, House Republicans and President Trump will continue conducting vigorous oversight and making the long-needed reforms to our immigration system. Read the full report here. pic.twitter.com/bmq7j.ed4. House Judiciary GOP, at Judiciary GOP, March 4, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.